Isaiah Thomas made his long-awaited debut with the Cavs last night, and they've really been going cautious with having him make his start recovering from the hip injury.
Right, and it was a major tear of a thing called the labral area of the hip, and there was some discussion. Does he have surgery or not? He elected to go this way, which is rest, rehab, rebuild. Mm-hmm. He originally hurt this thing like in March, kept playing through it, and then finally in May when he was in the middle of the series with the Cavs, he just couldn't go anymore. So he probably made it worse, no matter what they say, by playing on it. But that's Isaiah. He's 5'9", driven. I love how he was traded for Kyrie Irving. In the 2011 draft, who was the number one pick in that draft?
It was Kyrie Irving.
And who was the last player picked in that draft?
Was it Isaiah Thomas?
Yes, it was. How about that?
Unbelievable. I didn't know that.
So he was the guy with the non-guaranteed contract, the 5'9" guy that nobody really wanted, and just sort of an afterthought to be picked, and of course ends up being traded for the premier player in that draft. So for 5 months, he played really no basketball at all, maybe just shot around a little bit towards the end. And then they rebuild. You know, when the Cavs traded for him, they knew that this was going to be a process of rebuilding. And they felt that, especially their sports science people and trainers and Cleveland Clinic, they came up with a program when they looked at the medical stuff of this is how to bring him back. And the idea being, when do they want him ready for? What's the big prize here?
The playoffs.
Right.
That's what you want.
Middle of April.
Yeah.
So that's how do we have him peaking in the middle of April?
Okay.
That's what you want. So you'll see now he's going to be playing maybe 15, 18 minutes every other game. Why do you think they didn't want him to play tonight in Boston?
Well, his old team, there's going to be a lot of emotions there. It's going to be very charged.
Yeah. I mean, they will blow the roof off the building when he is introduced.
Yeah.
Because this is not like a free agent left. He was traded.
Yeah.
And the fans loved him. 5'9", averaged 29 points, big in the community. If you've even seen his personality just on the bench with the Cavaliers, it's like what when he's watching a game?
He's really involved.
He acts like you would want a player to act who's not playing, like really into it and talking to players.
Yeah.
And so the fans just embraced him in Boston. And I think they were fearful, you know, the old classic, don't go do too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to go running into five guys or who knows what, try to dunk on somebody.
Yeah.
He did release this tape of himself, Isaiah did, on Christmas Eve. It was pretty impressive. It's like where you bounce the ball once, you run up, you grab it, and dunk it.
Wow.
I mean, even when you're 100% healthy, he's 5'9" doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So that looked pretty good. I think he was trying to sell the world, I'm getting close.
Yeah.
And so forget the Celtics. They're going to play him every other game. Now, remember this, Amanda. He's only had three full court practices before Tuesday night. So he doesn't really know the games of LeBron. And although he played on youth teams with Kevin Love.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did. They first played when they're in the sixth grade,
mm-hmm.
For a summer. And then they played, I think, a couple different summers in high school in these elite teams in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why sometimes you will see Love and Isaiah talking on the bench a little more because they do have a relationship. And I think that's going to help.
Okay.
So, you know, it's exciting for him to come back, but the idea is for them to go slow because, frankly, if he re-injures us, it's big trouble.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to be looking at surgery
right.
or another long rehab. And I'm sure as he's come along, there were probably times where he was feeling sore, you know, and that's why they kept slowing it down. But here's the remarkable thing. You know, heading into Tuesday night, the Cavs without Isaiah had a 24-12 record.
Yeah, pretty good.
And on top of that, you know, they've had other guys hurt. It's not been a real fluid season.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm upbeat on the team. They recently did not have a good road trip to the West. But if you told me all this different stuff, Thomas isn't playing, and they only got 7 games out of Derrick Rose, and they don't know what's going on with him, and Tristan Thompson's hardly played because he's been hurt. I mean, I sign up for 24-12 any time.
Yeah.
With the knowledge that here comes Isaiah Thomas, who does seem like he's getting healthy and coming back.
All right. Exciting. Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome, Amanda.